1 Thessalonians, I want to preach on this thought, quench not the spirit. I want you to hear it. We had such a shout in the preaching this morning, and I love it when a preaching sermon turns into a shout. I really do. I would like for everybody to stand with me now for the reading of the word. I love it when a preaching sermon turns into a shout, but it doesn't always have to be a shout. Sometimes it's just plain old learning. Sometimes it's digging in. Sometimes it's anchoring ourselves a little deeper and a little more profoundly in the Bible. So let's go to 1 Thessalonians. We'll start with chapter 5 and verse 16. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16. And I want to tell you tonight, I want to talk about the emotions of the physical and the emotions of the spiritual in the believer. The emotion of the physical and the emotion of the spiritual in the believer. And I want to relate that to what the Bible says when it tells us not to quench the spirit. Okay? I read 1 Thessalonians 5:16. Rejoice evermore. Rejoice evermore. Wow. That's a sermon all by itself. Did you know God has commanded you to rejoice? You say, well, I don't feel nothing. You don't need to feel something to rejoice. If you are saved, if you're right with God, if you're living right, you can rejoice because you love him. How about giving him a little test of your rejoicing because you love him? I love you, Lord. I love you, Redeemer. I love you, Savior. You're mine. Hallelujah. I'm happy. I really am. I'm happy. I'm happy. It's a load to bear sometimes, but I'm happy. Praise the name of the Lord. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. Oh boy, what a command. In everything, give thanks. In everything. Hard places, tough places, burdens, heavy loads. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the Spirit. Listen now. Quench not the Spirit. Despise not prophesying. Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. Abstain from all appearance of evil. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. That word holy means from head to toe, heart, hat, and heel. All of you. All of you. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body, spirit, soul, and body, be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Now, you may be seated. I preach tonight on quench not the Spirit. Quench not the Spirit. That's the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost of God. Quench not the Holy Ghost. Quench not the Spirit. One of the greatest commands in this Bible that is repeated in different phrases is to be careful in dealing with the Holy Ghost. Be careful in dealing with the Spirit of God. Be careful in your relationship with the Spirit that God has given you from himself. Be careful that you walk in the Spirit, the Bible says. Be careful that you live in the Spirit, the Bible says. Be careful that you're led by the Spirit, the Bible says. Be careful that you do not quench the Holy Spirit, that you do not grieve the Holy Spirit, that you do not resist the Holy Spirit. If you would go through your Bible and you would identify everything the Holy Ghost says about himself in relationship with you, you would be overwhelmed. It would bless your heart to no ends to see how wonderful God's Holy Spirit wants to be a part of your life. I didn't know Sister Paula was going to say the things she said, but everything she said is in relation to what I'm talking about, that God has given us a Holy Spirit. And God has put a Holy Spirit in his church. And he will abide in his church until the last moment of the church history. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. He will never turn us over to the enemy. He is God's Spirit sent to enable us to be spiritual people. You cannot be spiritual if the Holy Spirit is not having his way in you. It is impossible to be spiritual without the Holy Spirit. You can't be spiritual in your fleshly emotions. You can shout and you can hoop and you can holler and you can make all kinds of noise and you can do all kinds of emotional things and claim it to be in the Spirit. But if it's not in the Spirit, it doesn't ring. It doesn't have the right feel. It doesn't have the right sound. You can see the difference. 62 years that I've been saved, 57 of that as a pastor, and I've seen many things that were called the Spirit that were not the Spirit. And it's a very sad picture when you see people who are emotional, but they're not spiritual. Emotional religion, without it being spiritual, the Bible says it's like sounding brass and tinkling cymbals. It doesn't ring. It doesn't have the right feel. And you can see it. And you can know it. And you can recognize it. But there's nothing. Listen to me now. Listen to me. I'm talking about something that'll change your life. It'll make you a happy person. It'll make you victorious. It'll make you tender. It'll make you gentle. It'll make you Christ-like. It'll make you pure and godly and holy. It'll break every barrier. It'll pull down every stronghold. It'll drive every power of hell away from you. It'll give you triumph and victory when you live in the power of the Holy Ghost. God never ordained any Christian to live in anything beside the power of the Holy Ghost. that's just God's plan. That's God's will. That's what God wants. And that's the beauty of this Christian life. There's nothing more beautiful than living in the power of the Holy Ghost. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Quote that with me, would you? The kingdom of God's not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, you live in the Holy Ghost and you will overcome everything that comes against you. The devil can no more get you when you're living in the power of the Holy Ghost. He may stand off somewhere and bellow and scream at you and cry his epithets against you. He may bring all kinds of snares to entrap you, but you live in the power of the Holy Ghost and you will be victorious. Somebody help me preach now. How many believe this? Raise your hand if you believe this. You can't live in the Holy Ghost and not be an overcomer. You can't live in the Holy Ghost and not defeat the devil. And if you got some old excuse why you always falling by the wayside and making a mess out of your life, you need to understand it's your fault, it's your flesh. You're trying to do it in your own power. You're trying to overcome your own flesh, and you're not doing a very good job, and you know it. It's defeating, it's disgusting, it's disturbing you. Oh, but God wants to give you an anointing of the Holy Ghost that you can live holy and spiritual and powerful in the midst of the devil's kingdom. Hallelujah. Now raise your hand. Let's just worship a minute. Father, open our hearts to receive this tonight. It's not enough for me to say these things. They've got to get a hold of our hearts. They've got to get into our spirits. They've got to get a hold of us until we are mastered by them. And oh, the joy and the victory we will have, Brother Johnson, when we are mastered by the Spirit and the power of the Holy Ghost of God. It's a blessedness. It's a wonderful thing. God ordained it. God gave you the Holy Spirit. And he gave it to you because you are special to him. His mercy, his grace, his kindness, his gentleness. Go back with me to the book of Romans a minute. Let me just read a little bit from chapter 8 of Romans. Chapter 8 of Romans. Romans 8 is a picture of the Holy Ghost filled life. Chapter 8 of Romans is a picture of what happens when the believer moves beyond his old flesh and moves into the spiritual realm. Now, I want us to understand, quenching the spirit. Quenching the spirit is a big sin in the church world today. I would say the average church is so full of people who are quenching the Holy Ghost. They pay no attention to what the Spirit says day by day. They don't live in prayer. They don't live in worship. They don't live in praise. They don't pray without ceasing. They don't shout and praise God and rejoice always like we just read in 1 Thessalonians 5 because they're not living in the Spirit. They're not walking in the Spirit. They're living by the old flesh. Now, there's emotions in the flesh, but they're usually dark and very injurious, very destructive. We'll go to them in a minute. There are terrible emotions in your flesh. You live in your flesh and those emotions are going to master you. And you can claim all kinds of victory. You can claim all kinds of spiritual preparation. You can say you're ready for the rapture. But if you're living by your flesh, you're not ready for the rapture. I'm telling you right now. There'll be nobody going up in that rapture who is lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, who lost the fire of the Spirit of God, whose vessel is empty of the oil of the Holy Ghost. You just can't go in that rapture. You just aren't going in that rapture. So when I talk to you about quenching the Spirit, it's for your good. It's for your benefit. It's for your victory. Ooh, hallelujah. What a joy to live in the Spirit and the power of the Holy Ghost. The book of Romans chapter 8. It's a book of this. So then they that are in the flesh, that's verse 8 of Romans 8. Verse 8, Romans 8. So then, they that are in the flesh, cannot please God. If you're in the flesh, if all you do is living in the flesh, if there's no Holy Ghost anointing, there's no Holy Ghost victory, there's no moving of the Holy Ghost in your life, so then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Boy, that's an indictment that shakes you, don't it? Man, I look back at my life and realize there have been times that I was so living in the flesh and was not praying and walking with God like I ought. And I was having terrible problems with physical things, terrible problems with my own mind. I want to tell you something. I know what depression is. I've been there. I was raised by an alcoholic father. My dad committed suicide. My older brother committed suicide. I had uncles and aunts and cousins and neighbors and working companions, brother, that came from the world of wickedness and evil. And I know what it is. And I know what it is to have all of that depressing you and troubling you. But let me tell you, when the Holy Spirit came, what a difference He made. I'll never forget, as a 16-year-old lad, I got saved. I'll never forget it. And I remember the old farmhouse where we lived, big old farmhouse. It was two stories with about 10 fireplaces in all the rooms. We never used them, but they were there. It was a big place, and it was a pretty place, but none of that means a hill of beans. And I remember getting saved. And oh, when I got saved, something happened. There came a joy, there came a peace, there came a sweetness, there came a holiness that I didn't understand. I'd never seen it, I'd never heard it, but it was real. And I can remember on the old farm going out laboring with the workers for a year after I was saved, before I moved to town. And it was some terrible experiences, but every evening I'd come in and the sweetness of my joy with the Lord was gone, and I knew where to go pray. I had a bush round behind the old house. Right, go in the dark. Back then, you know, the dark meant nothing to us. I'd go in the dark at night and hide behind that bush. And I'd pray till that sweet spirit would come again. I remember how I would pray, and suddenly that sweetness would just overshadow me. And I'd feel that warmth of the Holy Ghost. I'd feel that sweetness of the Spirit of God. And oh, I would leave that bush and go on about my business around the farm, loving and praising and magnifying God. A few times I would sin and do something I shouldn't have done. I'd go and repent. He'd forgive me and He'd wash me. And I'd rise above that old carnality and that sin that attacked to me, and I'd overcome. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, that's how you overcome. You overcome by the Spirit of the Lord. You don't overcome by what you got inside of you, of your own flesh. You overcome by the Holy Ghost of God, the sweet Spirit. And I'm so glad I learned that as a 16-year-old lad, and it's never ceased to be real. Hallelujah. It's never ceased to be real. I love it. Verse 9 says, but you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. If it so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you, you're not in the flesh, but you're in the Spirit. If I would ask you if you're in the Spirit, I wonder how many of you could stand up and say, I'm in the Spirit. If I would say, how many of you in the flesh? I wonder how many of you would have to say, if you was honest, I'm just in the flesh. I don't feel no Spirit. I don't feel no anointing. I don't feel no Holy Ghost. Oh, my emotions are being directed by the old flesh. My emotions are being controlled by the old flesh. My feelings at other people, my feelings in all the things of life is being controlled by the old flesh. Well, if you're in the flesh, you're going to be miserable and you're going to be unhappy. It's going to show up on your face, and you can walk by when you're in an old flesh mood, and people can feel that flesh of yours, and you say, are you judging me? No, I'm just telling you what you feel when somebody living in the flesh walks by. You feel that old flesh. You feel that old grumpiness. You feel that old ugliness. Oh, but when you move beyond that flesh and you get a hold of God's Holy Ghost and He begins to dwell in you. Somebody praise Him, would you? Somebody love Him. I'm here to tell you, this is what God wants in your life. Hallelujah. Oh, there's nothing like it, really. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin. I got to spend a little bit there. You say, why do I keep falling in these traps? Because you're living in the flesh. That's why. Why do I keep having these ugly attitudes? Because you're living in the flesh. That's why. Why do I keep being defeated? Why do I keep falling in these traps? Because you're living in the flesh. It's very simple. A man who's not living in the flesh but living in the spirit can't be defeated. It's impossible. The devil can't do a thing when you live in the spirit of God. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin. Oh, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. Oh, look at verse 11. I love this verse. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body. I get a hold of yourself. Feel your arm here. Feel your head here. Feel your heart pumping here. Feel the emotions and the physical things of your body. He says if you live in the spirit and the spirit lives in you, he quickens that old mortal body. He puts joy in your arms. He puts joy in your lips. He puts a spring in your heels. He puts a joy in the deep of your heart. Hallelujah. He turns up things inside of you that's full of heaven and full of joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm preaching to you the truth tonight. I hope it moves you. You can have this joy if you want it. You can have this peace if you want it. But you got to quit quenching the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is trying to do everything I'm preaching in you. And you're not letting him. The Holy Ghost is trying his best to set you on fire. And you won't let him. The Holy Ghost is trying to make you a living vessel of spiritual beauty and spiritual victory. He's trying to make you shout and sing and shine. Hallelujah. And you won't let him. You're too caught up in the flesh, in the world, and the emotions of the world. Oh, I got too much to preach here. I don't have time for it. Let me go beyond that. So much in chapter 8 of Romans. Read it when you get home. Read it a few times this week. I mean, look at verse 14 before I move. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. People who claim to be Christians and they have no Holy Ghost moving in them, they're not even saved. You can't be saved without the Holy Spirit. That's an impossibility. That's what being born again is. The Holy Spirit regenerates you. He moves inside, takes up the reins of your heart. He becomes the king on the seat at the throne of your life. He rules you. He guides you. You don't get up in the morning and do what you please to do. You get up in the morning and you do what he leads you to do. You be led by the Holy Ghost. If you're not led by the Holy Ghost, you're none of his, the Bible said. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Quit saying that, Brother Chambers. I will quit saying it when I can see you've received it. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Let me know when you get it. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Some of you haven't got it yet. Raise your hand if you got it, would you? Have you got it? Are you led by the Spirit of God? Are you living a life under the divine sovereign direction of the Holy Ghost? Woo! Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I'm preaching something tonight that would set you on fire if you get a hold of this. If you make up your mind, you've got emotions that can either be flesh or you've got emotions by the Spirit that can be Holy Ghost anointed. And you got to decide what you want. You want to be led by the Spirit? You want to quit quenching the Spirit and quit grieving the Spirit and quit resisting the Spirit? The Holy Ghost has been trying to do it all along. There's some of you, God's been trying to bless you for months on end. He's moved in these services. He's moved in our Bible study on Wednesday night. And some of you haven't changed an iota because you won't let the Holy Ghost do what God wants His Holy Ghost to do. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God wants to move you into the spiritual realm. Man, I feel like just taking off running down these aisles. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Hallelujah. Praise God. I want everybody to stand that agree with what Brother Chambers is preaching. And let's just receive it by the Holy Ghost. Let Brother Johnson, hallelujah, he come home about 2 months ago and he ain't quit since. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I like it, Sister Johnson. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to tell you something. There's nothing like the joy of the Holy Ghost. There's nothing like the joy of living a spirit-filled life, living a Holy Ghost impacted life, Holy Ghost control life. That's all I want. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He wants to fill somebody else with the Holy Ghost. He wants to fill somebody else with the Holy Ghost. He wants to come in with his anointing and his strength. Hallelujah. Oh, and what he wants to do in your life is beautiful. We're so close to Holy Ghost revival that I can feel it bubbling in my soul. Hallelujah. 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 Raise your hand up and just let the Holy Ghost have his way. Hallelujah. All over this building. I want to be full of the Holy Ghost. I want God's mighty Holy Ghost to baptize me until I'm nothing but a Holy Ghost filled vessel. I want to be God's and nothing but God's. I want his power and nothing but his power. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory shall be, hallelujah. You can be victorious, but it's up to you. Oh, this is my, I wish somebody would just holler hallelujah so loud that it would shake the foundation of hell. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Said Torian Samavaya, has God filled you with the Holy Ghost yet? Hallelujah. When did he fill you? Hallelujah, hallelujah. There's no question God's doing it. Hallelujah. And he'll do it for you if you let him. Do you want to be full of the Holy Ghost? Anybody in this building want to be full of the Holy Ghost? Are you tired of living by this old flesh? Are you tired of obeying these old crazy emotions that gets a hold of your flesh? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's go to the book of Galatians. You may be seated if you can, and hope you won't stay long. Galatians chapter 4, I'm sorry, chapter 5. There's a passage of scripture that's overwhelming. You know, the emotion of the flesh and the emotion of the spirit are two different worlds. There's a world apart from those two emotions. One of them is very carnal, very self-defeating. They're very depleting of the human life. You live in the flesh, and I'm telling you, the fleshly emotions will deplete you. They'll destroy you. They'll make you miserable. They'll make everybody that has to get around you miserable. They'll show up everywhere you go. They will be ugly. They will be mean. And you can call yourself a Christian all you want to with fleshly emotions ruling your life. And you are testifying of something you don't possess. Because when you live by the emotions of the flesh, you cannot be spiritual. And you cannot walk with God. It's impossible. Now listen. Listen. The book of Galatians chapter 5 verse 18. Chapter 5. Verse 18. Let's read verse 17. But the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. You know what? I don't really need to read nothing else in that whole passage. If that's not breathtaking. And I actually had not planned to read that verse, but it captured me. But the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit lusteth, it doesn't say that word, but it means it, lusteth against the flesh. Your flesh lusteth against your spirit. Your spirit, and God's Holy Spirit really, God's Holy Spirit lusteth in you against the flesh. And there's a war going on. There's a war going on between your flesh and your spirit. You say, no, I don't have that war. No, there's no such thing as somebody that don't have that war. You either want it or you're in the middle of it. You've already passed through it or you're on your way into it. It's going to be there. The flesh lusteth against the spirit. The spirit lusteth against the flesh. It's a war. It's going on in every believer's life. It's impossible for it not to go on in your life. It's just part of God's plan. It's part of God's divine order. You've got an old carnal man that lives in that flesh. You got an old carnal man that completely conceived in sin. And he's still there. He's in the cage if you're sanctified, but he's there. And he'll beat the daylights out of the bars of the cage trying to get out. He is determined to rule your life. That old flesh, I don't care how long you've been saved, you're still having to say to your flesh, be quiet, and be quiet, be quiet. Go back to your cage. Go back to your place of bondage. I'm not going to let you rule my life. How many Christians admit that it's always a battle? Let me see your hand. Apostle Paul said, very plainly, I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest at any means when I have preached to others, I myself would be a castaway. You can become a castaway in a week's time. You can even become a castaway in maybe sometimes a day or two's time. You turn things over to your old flesh and you are in a mess. The flesh lusteth against the spirit. Are you getting this? How many hear what I'm preaching? Come on, let me see your hand. Your flesh lusteth against your spirit. But the Holy Ghost, if you're saved, is in there lusting against the flesh. Now you grieve that spirit long enough and he'll leave. You grieve and quench that Holy Ghost long enough and he'll depart. He won't stay there but so long. He'll give you space to repent, the Bible says. But when you don't repent, he'll take his departure and he'll be gone. There are people in God's church all over this church world that are on the verge of complete apostasy. They're on the verge of complete backslidden condition. Because their flesh has lusted against their spirit and they have not fought back. You know who decides whether the flesh wins or the spirit wins? It's you. You are the one who decides. Hallelujah. It's your business to decide whether you're going to win or whether that old flesh is going to win. Who wants the Holy Ghost to win in your life? Could I see your hand? Are you willing to make sure the Spirit wins in your life? You got to make sure. Let me read on. Don't have time for it all. I know I'm about to preach too long. Now, listen carefully. But if ye be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now, you got to hear that one. That's another good one. If you're led by the Spirit, then you don't just live under the law and do right. If you're led by the Spirit, you do right because the Spirit enables you to do right. And your right doing is not just flesh doing. You know, flesh can be religious. Flesh can be very, very pious. Flesh can be sanctimonious. Flesh can be downright self-righteous. The Bible talks about that very much. And he says it's like a filthy rag. But if you're led by the Spirit, then you're not under that old law to just do right because you got to do right. You then start doing right because you want to do right. And because do right has taken over the reins of your heart. Oh, sorry. Hallelujah. I tell you right now, I don't know about you, but this is just downright good preaching. It's just downright the truth. And it'll change everything about your life. It'll set you on fire. It'll make you a dynamite Christian. Hallelujah. Let me read on. Now the works of the flesh are manifest. Which are these? I wish I had time to deal with every one of them. I don't have time. Of course, adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, sedition, heresies, envying, murders, drunkenness, reveling, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I also told you in the past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Now you study every one of those words. I had Brother Ken to make me a list of their definitions. And I thought he was just going to write me one word for each one of them. And he wrote me a paragraph for each one of them. So now I can't have time to read them to you. But I've got a study of every one of these. I'm going to get this typed up. And I'm going to have it in the bulletin next week. So you can see the works of the flesh. And what does he say? They that live by these works of the flesh cannot absolutely, unequivocally be a part of the kingdom of God. Do you understand that? Strife, emulation, seditions. Oh, let me tell you something. Envying, murder. You tear down somebody's reputation, you're murdering them. You need to take these things serious. Get these things out of your life. They are the works of the flesh. The flesh lusteth against the spirit because the flesh wants to rule. But you can say, no way, Jose, no way, flesh, you will not rule my life. I will be led by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. But let me go a little further. God's book is wonderful. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness. Gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. You know what temperance is? Paul was preaching, and he used that word temperance in his preaching when he was talking to the people in the book of Acts. And I thought that was remarkable. You know what that means? Self-control. There are people in this building who have absolutely no control of your flesh. And you wonder what's wrong. You don't need to go any further. Just look in the mirror. Do you love me? Let me see who loves me. Brother Chambers, what are you trying to do? I'm trying to help you. I love you. I'm part of your life. I'm your shepherd. I'm your pastor. When you get ugly and you get mean at a snap of the finger, you can get aggravated in a moment's time. If somebody says something you don't like, you got a problem. I know. I've been there. You know, you say, Brother Chambers, you don't have no problems. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just like Apostle Paul. I have to keep under my body. Sometimes I just have to almost kick it into submission. Sometimes I have to run somewhere right quick and shut my mouth and go pray. A few days ago, everybody got tickled at me. Man, I had one of those rough mornings. It was rough mornings. And I had to mow a blow. You ever heard that? I ran and got that lawnmower. And I got that thing running, and I got up on that thing, and you ought to have seen me streaking across this yard. Man, I was like a little bulldozer on a tractor, but I was getting rid of that blowing situation. I was getting me calmed down. I was getting me under subjection. Somebody help me preach, will you? Come on, praise the Lord with me. You're just looking at me saying, Listen, I'm looking back at you and saying, Hallelujah. It's all of us. All right, you got to stand up. I've got to quit. Would you stand? Listen to me, church. We live in a world that is crazy. There's enough demons in the air to capture every one of us if we don't live in the Holy Ghost. There's enough demons to pull every one of us down and destroy us, Brother Johnson, if we don't live in the Holy Ghost. We got to live in the Spirit. We got to walk in the Spirit. We got to quit quenching the Spirit. When you feel the Holy Ghost, throw your hands up and shout hallelujah, will you? Hallelujah. 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 How many of you want to live a victorious life? How many of you want to be triumphant? Come, Sister Paula, and play that piano for me, will you? Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. While she's playing, I want us to do some praying, will you? Hallelujah. It's good to talk to God. Oh, the altar call this morning, we had one young man saved right there. Then there was Sister Marilyn that really got touched of the Holy Ghost, one of our new ladies. And then there was Scott who really, he said, Brother Chambers, you don't know how much I needed this church service this morning. He's only been twice, and he can only come Sunday mornings because of his situation. I won't explain that, but you can understand. And oh, what a blessing. I loved it. But I want everybody that's hungry to be led by the Holy Ghost to be in this altar with me, standing right here close. I preach out of my heart, and I know I preach the truth. There is no doubt about it. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the name of the Lord. Come on, young people. Find a place standing at this altar. I love you, Ed Bridges. Hallelujah. Living in the Holy Ghost will change everything about your life. It'll change everything about your life. Hallelujah. It'll make a new creature out of you. Hallelujah. I'm hungry. I got to live in the Holy Ghost. I got to live in the Spirit. If we walk in the flesh, and you better understand, your flesh lusteth against your spirit. If you don't take very close watch, the flesh will overcome. How many have been there when the flesh overcame? Do you mind admitting that? Has your flesh ever overcome?